Hardy Sr. Bill is going to come and share some reflections on his grandfather, Thornton Hardy, who was president of the El Paso Bar Association in 1932, and his father, Bill Hardy Sr., who was president of the El Paso Bar in 1965. And I'll just say, from my recollection, I know Bill Hardy Sr. was a old-time gentleman lawyer. He was always in a good mood, unless he three-putted. Bill, if you want to come up? Thanks.
Well, I first want to greet you all in the style of, say, Jack Luscom. Ladies and gentlemen, you too, Mr. Pearson. I listened to Shelley and I listened to Randy, and there's a lot of fun with the history that we've heard and some of the occurrences that have gone on. Of course, what I really enjoy is the warm and fuzzy of my family and the Gramlings. Having practiced Alan Gramling and my grandfather Thornton Hardy, practicing for all of those years, and then my father, Bill Hardy, and John Gramling, being partners in the same firm and practicing for all of those years, it makes it a lot of fun. But I'm a little bit upset with Randy's talk, and that is because everything he said I wanted to say. He even got into how they split the profits in the firm back there when my grandfather started out with Jones & Jones, and then Alan Gramling came into the firm. At the time my grandfather started out, he bought into that firm for $3,000. So he became a partner with Jones & Jones for $3,000, and back then they had notes. And so he paid off, but every note was a monthly note. It was sort of like a monthly invoice. And I think our family still has some of that, but we haven't paid them all off yet. But that's true. At the end of the week, everybody would sit around and divvy up proceeds, so to speak. Now, my grandfather started the law practice, I think, about in 1914, sometime along in there, and he went along, and he had a very productive and great life. He argued about five cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, and he was chairman of the Board of Regents of Texas, things of that sort. But the things that I really enjoyed were the fact that, as again Randy mentioned, back then things were different. I remember my grandfather taking me horseback riding up in Kern Place, up to Madeline Park, wearing a white shirt and a dark tie. I never once recall ever seeing him in a golf shirt or anything other than a dark suit, white shirt, dark tie. He also did that when he took me to the beach in California. All he did was he rolled up his pant legs. And those are some of the memories that I had in regards to that. Now, one thing that Granddad enjoyed were his two sons, and who were both lawyers, again, my father and Thornton Hardy Jr. My dad came into the firm, and a year later, his brother Thornton Jr. Graduated from law school. So my dad shipped him out to Midland. And he was a lawyer out in Midland, and my father felt terribly about it until my uncle got into the oil patch. And my father didn't feel that badly about it after that. But I will say this, subsequently, my father, who graduated from law school somewhere around 1939, I don't keep archives, but... it was sometime along those lines when he graduated and went into the war with Ricky Fuel and who was like a brother to him. They came back after World War II, and Ricky Fuel joined the firm. with the Hardys and the Gramlings, etc. My dad was of the old school, just like Mark said. He later, when he left Hardy, Gramling, Sims, Gallatin, etc., and came with me 37 years later, we had a firm, and it was shortly thereafter that we joined up with Hallmark and Hedrick et al., and that's what started the Hardy Hallmark firm. I remember calling a meeting for the partners. It was a marketing meeting, and my father refused to attend. He was again of the old school, and he just thought that marketing was not anything he was going to have a thing to do. That you just didn't market in being a practicing attorney. Of course, as we all know, things have changed. Unfortunately, the law business has become the law business, and it's sort of used to be known as the law profession. Now it's a business. With that is great change. There is marketing. There are totally different concerns that people have to deal with these days. One, because everything's gotten more mobile. Lawyers are more mobile. They go from city to city. Things have changed. I think that really one of the things that I enjoy is that I've seen change and I like a lot of the change. My dad didn't like any change. But the one thing that I stress is the fact that everybody's here today. We've got a lot about the history. We've talked a lot about the lawyers and some of the events over the years. One thing that I want to sort of stress to the newer lawyers here, these examples that we've talked about, you can make your life easier in the practice of law if you get to know your fellow attorneys. I think the older lawyers, a lot of them seated right here at this table, they're not only peers, but they're buddies. And if you get to know your lawyers, the lawyers that you practice with, and you participate with them in the bar association functions and things of that nature, you'll find that your practice gets a lot easier and a lot less contentious. And I think that's just one point, sort of preaching on my part, but I've seen it go from one end to the other, and I think that's one thing that everybody really appreciated back in those days, is when you could deal with your fellow lawyers, because familiarity breeds less contention. And with that, I think I'll sit down so we can get back and fight again.